Under which U.S. president was a trade embargo first imposed between America and Cuba? Franklin D. Roosevelt, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, or Richard M. Nixon? Though President John F. Kennedy expanded the embargo, it was President Dwight D. Eisenhower who first imposed it. It's still in place today. The embargo includes penalties on Cuba's economy, and it restricts the travel and business that Americans are allowed to do in Cuba. There were exceptions to the rule. One of them, a deal made in December, allowed Cuban citizens to play in baseball's major leagues. Previously, in order for them to do that, they'd had to defect to give up their Cuban citizenship, and they might not have been allowed back into Cuba afterward. Under this agreement, U.S. baseball teams would pay about 25% of the Cuban players' signing bonus to the Cuban Baseball Federation. The Trump administration had indicated it was reviewing the deal when it was made, and on Monday, the U.S. government canceled it. It says the Cuban Baseball Federation is part of Cuba's communist government, and because trade with Cuba is banned under the embargo, the baseball deal couldn't stand. The administration says it won't allow part of the Cuban government to take part of the athletes' wages. The Cuban Baseball Federation called the deal's cancellation politically motivated and said the deal made for a safer way for Cubans to play in the major leagues. Some have paid to be smuggled to other countries first to get around the U.S. embargo. Major League Baseball says it still supports the original goal of the agreement, which was to stop the human trafficking of baseball players from Cuba.